Hey there, and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Kat.
So, Kat, are you a big music fan?
Absolutely. I love music. I love discovering new music, catching back up with old favorites. I have different music for different moods. How about you?
So, what kind of music do you listen to?
Let's see. House is a big one for me. Alt pop, like alternative pop, hip hop, jazz, metal, funk, disco, anything.
Wow.
Yeah, how about you?
Very broad. Well, me, I'm like a little bit of an old man. I love music from the 70s and 80s.
That's
you know,
good. That's
disco,
great.
Soul Train, like the whole Studio 54 kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Diana Ross. I really love anything with like a really funky beat that I can dance to.
That's fabulous. Well, then maybe you'll want to know more about today's article.
Why? What are we talking about?
One of the most well-known acts in music today, and they are back in Taiwan.
It's this
very famous band, which maybe you've heard of too. So let's find out who they are.
Reading. Get ready, Taiwan. Maroon 5 is back in town. Listen up, music lovers. Today, award-winning pop stars Adam Levine and his band Maroon 5 are back in Taiwan for the first time in 4 years. The band, best known for hits like Moves Like Jagger, is playing at Kaohsiung's National Stadium. The show will no doubt include both old favorites and exciting new material. Still, here's why Maroon 5 is the red-hot band that everyone is talking about. Ever since it rocketed to fame with its 2002 album Songs About Jane, Maroon 5 has been unstoppable. The band has been filling stadiums for almost 20 years. It's not just one of pop's longest-running acts, it is also extremely creative. With each new album, they've come up with something different, from soulful songs to funky dance tunes. Their latest collection, Red Pill Blues, is no exception. Released in 2017, it features more electronic music and focuses on the drama of human relationships. But most importantly, lead singer Adam Levine says that it's an album he wants fans to have fun with. In his eyes, this isn't the time for getting serious. It's the time to get up and dance.
So the article begins, "Listen up, music lovers." Right, so they're saying, if you are a fan of music, you are going to want to listen to this.
I'm listening.
What are they going to say?
They are saying, today, award-winning pop stars Adam Levine and his band Maroon 5 are back in Taiwan for the first time in 4 years.
4 years.
Wow, they've been away a long time. Welcome back, guys! Yeah. So it's Maroon 5. All right. And as you know, Maroon 5 has won a lot of awards. Award is a noun that is a prize you get for doing something great. People win awards for all kinds of things, like literature, for if they write a really good novel. Maybe you win an award for directing or acting in a movie, or doing something behind the scenes of a movie.
Writing the soundtrack.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or doing something else with music, like writing a really good album. That's what Maroon 5 has won their awards for. TV, art, business, all of those different things. You can win awards for almost anything. So the verb for this is to receive an award or get an award. Or award can be a verb too. You can be awarded a prize.
And or awarded an award.
Awarded an award, although we don't usually say like that. But award winning is a phrase to say somebody has won an award before, like Maroon 5 has won Grammy Awards, right?
Yeah, Grammys.
So similar to reward, too, something you get for doing something good for something else, doing good work, like money for finding a lost pet is a reward, or maybe a treat from your mom and dad for getting good grades. So here's an example sentence. The movie's director received a very prestigious, that means important, award for her work on the film.
So the band best known for hits like Moves Like Jagger, remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Great song.
Is playing at Kaohsiung's National Stadium.
Awesome. So you can go down south to go see them.
Yeah, down south. Known for. Okay, so Maroon 5 is known for their album, their hit single, Moves Like Jagger. So we use known for or to say when somebody is famous or known by a lot of people for something. So we can say that our subject, the famous and very successful Kat Jensen, is known for her excellent singing voice. In other words, Kat is famous for being a great singer. We can also say that places are known for things. So for example, if you've been to Shenkeng in New Taipei City, you'll know that they are known for their stinky tofu, because it is supposed to be the smelliest in Taiwan. Okay, Kat, so you are a pretty good singer then, right?
I am not famous for it by any means, but I can sing, sure.
Okay, so we have another good word here, stadium, which is a big arena or closed sports ground that is used for sports games and performances. We see this word a lot in the sporting world. There are athletic stadiums, those big open-air buildings where you watch people run track races, soccer stadiums where you can watch soccer matches or football matches, as we would call them in the UK, or Olympic stadiums where, you guessed it, the Olympic Games are held. So our example sentence for stadiums is, the Olympic Stadium in London has tens of thousands of seats and has hosted many concerts. Okay, yes, we have a very big stadium in London.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's still there, right?
It is, since 2012.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, and going back to the article, the show will no doubt include both old favorites and exciting new material. So you'll probably hear things like Moves Like Jagger, or maybe things like She Will Be Loved, which I think was the song that made them famous.
Yeah, it was. Still, here's why Maroon 5 is the red hot band everyone is talking about.
Ooh.
Okay, so we have an interesting phrase there, red hot, meaning something that causes a lot of interest or excitement.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so why are they so exciting?
Well, it says ever since the band rocketed to fame with its 2002 album Songs About Jane, Maroon 5 has been unstoppable.
Wow.
Okay, so we see this other word in here, which is the grammar point, since. Since has a couple of different meanings. The first one, the one we see here, is from that point in time, or from then up to now and still going on. Ever since, if we add the word ever on the front, means it's never stopped from then until now. And it looks like it will keep going that way for a long time. So ever since that album, Maroon 5 has been famous, and they're still famous, and they'll probably continue to be famous for years in the future. And here's another couple of the sentences we have. Since she moved to Taiwan, Helena has been studying Chinese. So that means Helena started studying Chinese when she moved to Taiwan, and she is still studying it now. Here's another one. Ever since he was a little kid, Flynn has wanted to become an actor. So he still wants to become an actor, even though he had the same dream when he was a little kid. He never stopped. Another meaning of since is because or as, like giving a reason for something. So since it's going to rain hard all day, let's stay at home and watch movies.
Okay, and we also said that Maroon 5 rocketed to fame. Okay,
right. So
that means they became successful very, very quickly. Rocketed to success. Okay, you know, not many people knew Maroon 5 before they released that album. But the moment they did, everybody wanted to buy it.
Wow,
that's why
it's so great.
Why we say they rocketed to fame. Maybe you'll have noticed, but this phrase uses the word rocket, okay?
Rocket, of course.
One of those long tubes that us astronauts use to go into space. Well, really, they're not tubes. They're kind of huge, you know? Yeah,
they have
kind
many
of big,
different parts.
Kind of big, yeah. Rockets move very, very quickly. For that reason, we can use rocket as a verb in lots of different ways, always to mean something that is traveling very, very fast. So if I say that fuel prices rocketed up this year.
Maybe rocket prices rocketed up too.
Maybe
rockets became very expensive.
The price of rockets rocketed up this year. What I mean when I say that is that the price of rockets went from being quite cheap to very, very expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I won't be able to buy a rocket.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kat. Yeah. I could also talk about a train rocketing through a tunnel, which means that the train went into the tunnel and it went very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
You see how rocket works, right?
Yeah.
To learn more about this, you can also see our pocket phrase go.
Pocket phrase go!
Rama, 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 Gaga, Oh la la, 我就是国际巨星 Lady Gaga.I rocketed to fame when I released my first single. 没有错，像我这般有才华，当然首支单曲就风靡全球，让我成为家喻户晓的大明星。哎呀，要问你哦，坐什么车跑比较快呢？是脚踏车、计程车还是跑车啊？如果呢，你问我，我当然说呢，当然是坐火箭最快啊，噗就飞到外太空了，对不对？火箭的英文呢就是 rocket。Rocket 呢，在这边呢，我们就把它变成动词哦。想象一下，刚刚我说搭火箭飞到外太空，所以呢 ，rocket to 哪里呢，就可以表示这个超级快，一瞬间哦。通常呢，我们就很常说，比方说 rocket to fame， 一举成名哦，迅速成功。例如哦，我最近本人呢演出了电影，假如呢我一演电影哦，我一出道就演电影呢，一定也是哦，让这个电影一炮而红哦。Lady Gaga's new film has rocketed to the top of the box office within a week. Rocket to 就是迅速成功的意思咯。
Okay, so another thing we see in this phrase is rocket to fame. Fame is what you get when everybody knows who you are. As Seb tried to say that I'm famous earlier.
She is a star.
No, I'm not. Maroon 5 is very famous though, because lots of people wanted to buy their album at this time. Then when they rocketed to fame, they suddenly became very famous. Lots of people hope to achieve fame in their lives. Often they want to be rich at the same time. We call thisFame and fortune, these two words together means you want everybody to know you and you want to have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dream for many people.
Yeah. Get known, get money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we said that they got famous, but we also said that Maroon 5 are unstoppable. That literally means something that cannot be stopped. Unstoppable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Either because it is very fast or difficult to talk down. If I say, once Kat gets an idea, she's unstoppable, what I'm saying is no matter what I do, she is going to do whatever that idea is.
Because I never listen to you.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
This one.
All right. So Maroon 5 is unstoppable too, though. The band has been filling stadiums for almost 20 years.
Wow.
It's hard to believe they've been around that long.
I know. Yeah. They look so young. And the article goes on. It's not just one of pop's longest running acts. It's also extremely creative.
Oh.
Right. So Maroon 5 is an extremely creative band.
Really?
Okay. Extremely. We use this adverb to mean something that is to a very great degree or a lot. So I'm extremely hungry, I'm extremely tired, or I'm extremely sorry to be complaining like this all the time.
Ah.
Okay, so all of these things were to a very high degree, okay? Very hungry, very tired, very sorry. Now, if we knock off the ly from extremely, we get extreme, which also means to a high degree, except now we're talking about an adjective. So extreme poverty, for example, is when people live with very, very, very little money. Maybe they can't pay for their gas or their electricity bills. If we're talking about an extreme diet, that is a diet where you can eat hardly anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Very strict.
I've heard of people who do that. Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to our example sentence. My mum was extremely angry when I didn't come home until 2 a.m.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Were you in trouble?
I was.
Oh, shoot. Okay. But Maroon 5 is not extremely angry or extremely bad, like Seb, they are extremely creative. All right. Mm-hmm. With each new album, they've come up with something different, from soulful songs to funky dance tunes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So come up with here is a phrase that means create something new. Come up with implies maybe you've been working on this thing in your head for a little while, or you've got some kind of great inspiration for this fresh mm-hmm. idea that you have. So it means that Maroon 5 always has creative new ideas for each album they release. Mm-hmm. Every album is going to have something new.
Mm-hmm. We also talked about soulful tunes. So soulful here means anything that expresses a lot of feeling or emotion. So we use it a lot to talk about music, don't we?
Yes.
Soulful music, music with a lot of feeling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What other words did we have there?
We had another word that describes mm-hmm. music pretty good. It's called mm-hmm. funky. Funky is a little bit like soulful, but soulful is more laid back, whereas mm-hmm. funky makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
This word is related to funk. Funk is a type of music that became mm-hmm. very popular in the 70s, especially with artists like James Brown and Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. You a fan of Stevie Wonder?
I am a big fan of Stevie Wonder.
I love Stevie Wonder.
Superstition is like...
Very superstitious.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a tune. It is a tune, and that is a noun, another word we're going to look at today, another musical word. A tune is just a melody or a song without words. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about singing a tune. Mm-hmm. We can hum a tune. Mm-hmm. We're going to hum along mm-hmm. to the sound, like Kat mm-hmm. is doing now over my explanation. Or we can whistle a tune. I would whistle for you now, but I'm afraid I can't. So there you go.
Yep.
Whistling a tune. Okay. We can also talk about classic tunes, which are, you know, tunes that we've known for years and years and years. Maybe your parents listened to them.
Yeah,
old
like Stevie
tunes.
Wonder.
Yeah, like Stevie Wonder. Old tunes, new tunes, or new releases. Those are songs which have just been released or put out. Now, today in the UK, the word tune is also used to mean any song or melody that we think is really, really good or catchy.
Oh.
So I could say, that's such a tune, like I did just now. So maybe I'll say, that's such a tune if Kat starts playing some music and I think it's awesome. But that is not a phrase for you to write in your exams.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's slang.
It's slang, yeah. So our example sentence is, Emily played a tune on the guitar while her friends sang along.
Hmm.
Okay, sounds fun.
An interesting note is I think in the US, the mm-hmm. same meaning of that's a tune, we would say like that's a jam, or maybe that's
like,
a beat.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a jam. Mm-hmm.
Although it's a little bit old now. I can't mm-hmm. think of the newer one, but anyhow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to the article. Their latest collection, Red Pill Blues, is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're seeing this word collection here, referring to Maroon 5 collection called Red Pill Blues. It's actually their album. The collection means like if you take a lot of different things that are very similar and you put them together. So in this case, it's a collection of songs. You have a lot of different songs on one album, so you can call them a collection. You can also use this as a verb, collect. If you collect things, that means maybe you get them and you keep them at your house. Like if you collect dolls, or if you collect things like photos of your family, those are a collection and you can collect those things. So here's an example for collection. I have a collection of pictures at my house of me and my siblings when we were babies. Okay, so yeah, we mm-hmm. saw what a collection means, mm-hmm. but they're saying something about being no exception.
Mm-hmm.
So exception here is a word that means something that falls outside of a group. So mm-hmm. you have a collection of songs, and maybe an mm-hmm. exception would be like the word except. I like every food except tomatoes mm-hmm. means I like every food, but there's one food I don't like, and that's tomatoes.
Right.
Except mm-hmm. is a preposition. But if we want to put it as a noun, we add I-O-N, that shun that mm-hmm. we love in English.
Mm-hmm.
We can use the two words in a similar way. So we can actually change the same sentence to use both words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Harry doesn't like any music except pop. Or, Harry doesn't like any music with the exception of pop.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to say something is included in the group we're talking about, we can say it's no exception. So in this case, Maroon 5's newest album is not an exception to their other ones. It's also, just like the other ones, very creative and fresh.
Right. Mm. The article then goes on to say, released in 2017, so last year, it features more electronic music and focuses on the drama of human relationships. Sorry, released 2 years ago. My apologies.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Ugh, numbers. Okay, so this album has more electronic music, which means it uses fewer traditional instruments, like, you know, guitars or drums, whatever, and more synthesizers, electronic beats, you know, anything that uses electricity, electronic music.
Probably DJing stuff,
DJing,
too, right?
Yeah, kind of things you'd play in a club, you know? And it's focusing on the drama of human relationships. In other words, all those romantic feelings, big fights, and other dramatic moments that can happen in any relationship between friends, partners, or with a family. Okay, so the roller coaster of life, basically, this album, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, lead singer Adam Levine says that it's an album he wants fans to have fun with. Mm-hmm. Most importantly here means, of course, it's the number one important thing that he wants people to remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so most importantly, when you go into this exam, you should keep your eyes on your own paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to get kicked out, right?
You don't want to cheat. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it goes back to the article, and in his eyes, this isn't the time for getting serious. It's the time to get up and dance.
Yeah.
All right. I've got to check out this album. But first, let's go to our chat question.
All right.
For You Chat.
Hey, we are back with our For You Chat question.
Chat time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So our question today is, if you could see any band or musician in concert, who would you see and why?
Okay, I think I would see Florence and the Machine.
They're great.
You know them, right? Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Florence and the Machine. Love Florence and the Machine. So I actually saw this band. It's actually really a singer. I saw her, Florence Welch, in 2009, back when I was 15, little me. And it was a phenomenal concert. It was out on the beach. It was a very windy day, and she had, like, the wind was blowing, and her outfit was kind of blowing up in the breeze. And, you know, if you've heard her music, right, she's a very energetic, soulful kind of person. Some of her songs are a little bit funky, so it was kind of a big kind of dramatic thing to watch. So I would love to see her again and see what she's like nowadays.
Oh.
You guys definitely should if she ever comes to Taiwan. What about you? Who would you see?
Okay, my number one choice, and I don't think anybody's probably heard of this, but it's a Finnish metal band called Nightwish.
Oh, actually, I think I have heard of Nightwish.
Yes,
yeah.
So they're famous for having a female singer who is like an opera singer almost. And so their music is like so epic, and they're really great to see live.
Mm-hmm. It's quite dark, right?
Yeah, it's more like fantasy kind of music.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's who I would see if I could see anybody in concert.
Well, now it's time for you guys to talk about who you would go and see in concert and why. But for English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Kat.
I'm Kat.
I'm not Kat. I'm Kat.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Get ready, Taiwan. Maroon 5 is back in town. Listen up, music lovers. Today, award-winning pop stars Adam Levine and his band Maroon 5 are back in Taiwan for the first time in 4 years. The band, best known for hits like Moves Like Jagger, is playing at Kaohsiung's National Stadium. The show will no doubt include both old favorites and exciting new material. Still, here's why Maroon 5 is the red-hot band that everyone is talking about. Ever since it rocketed to fame with its 2002 album Songs About Jane, Maroon 5 has been unstoppable. The band has been filling stadiums for almost 20 years. It's not just one of pop's longest-running acts, it is also extremely creative. With each new album, they've come up with something different, from soulful songs to funky dance tunes. Their latest collection, Red Pill Blues, is no exception. Released in 2017, it features more electronic music and focuses on the drama of human relationships. But most importantly, lead singer Adam Levine says that it's an album he wants fans to have fun with. In his eyes, this isn't the time for getting serious. It's the time to get up and dance.
Vocabulary Review.
Award. Soda Green won an award for Best Mandarin Album at the Golden Melody Awards in 2016. Stadium. Mayday played a concert in a stadium filled with 70,000 people. Fame. J.J. Lin found fame in Taiwan when he wrote a song for Ame. Suddenly everybody knew his name. Extremely. Michael Jackson was extremely talented. He was one of the best dancers and singers to have ever lived. Tune. Jay Cho's new song is a nice little tune. It's easy to sing along with. Collection. This writer has released 3 collections of poems about childhood, love, and loss.